Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. I wanted to sit outside this morning, but it's a little cold. It is a little cold. Hold on, I'm trying to get my live set up. Y'all know I'm going to get better with my time management and stuff like that because I should have been had the live up and ready, but we're here this morning. Good morning, y'all. I pray that we're all making today a great day. I pray that we all are keeping God first this morning. Obviously, we got on this call, so, you know what I'm saying, we got our best foot forward this morning. I would think that we're allowing God into the room, allowing God to feed us, nurture us, and pour into us this morning. I pray that we're all making today a great day. I pray that we all decided to put our best foot forward this morning and, let God move. So before we start, we're going to pray. Father God, thank you. Thank you for life. Thank you for breath in my body. Thank you for breath in all of our bodies. Thank you for waking us up for another day to live, to breathe, and to do your work, God. I thank you for another opportunity for us to allow what you've poured into us and made us for, to be able to be poured out into the world. I pray and I ask you for you to remove me out the way, God. I pray that you be able to speak directly to your people this morning, God. I pray that we're all able to gain something this morning, be able to be poured into this morning. I pray that we're all receptive this morning to whatever you have to say, God. I pray that everybody's able to sow a seed this morning, God, and be able to water it and nurture it so that we can all blossom and grow and be fruitful. I thank you, God, for a great segment in advance. I thank you for just being good, being great, and being you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So good morning, y'all. This morning we're going to jump right into our segment. We're talking about not robbing ourselves of a great future. And with that being said, to see is one of the keys in order for us to get to what God has, in order for us to be able to be successful, for us to be able to have that joy and that peace, at least that we're aiming for, you know, because the thing is I feel like one big key is having contentment through wherever you're at, wherever God has you, whatever place that you're in, is being content in that space and whatever that looks like. So not contentment with saying that I'm just not going to do more, I don't want more, just contentment of I have joy and I have peace wherever I'm at. So, you know what I'm saying, not robbing ourselves of a great future, doing what we have to do today in order to get there. Hold on, I don't know what happened. My live had messed up. Let me get back on. Hold on, I don't know what happened, but... we're going to keep going, though. But, yeah, not robbing ourselves of a great future and not robbing ourselves of what God has planned for us, the plans that are ordered, the steps that are ordered. We all have a plan over our lives, and us having to do our part in the natural to see God do the supernatural. So with that being said, consistency is one of the keys that it takes in order to get there. And one of the scriptures I want to pull is Proverbs 10:4. It says, this is the New International Reader's Version of the scripture. Hands that don't want to work make you poor, but hands that work hard bring wealth to you. A lot of us sit on our gifts, our talents, and what God has blessed us with. And that was what we were supposed to use in order to walk into that place of abundance. That is what we were supposed to use to walk into that place of wealth, success. You get what I'm saying? God, you know, is a gracious God, a merciful God. He's an abundant God. He's a favorful God. You know what I'm saying? A faithful God. You get what I'm saying? So it's important for us to not be slothful. It's important for us to not be lazy. It's important for us to not sit on our gifts and our talents that God has blessed us with. And another scripture I want to pull as Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10, no matter what you do, work at it with all your might. Remember, you are going to the place of the dead, and there isn't any work or planning or knowledge or wisdom there. I feel like it's important for us also to remember that one day we're going to where we can't do nothing no more. So maximize what you can on earth. You know what I'm saying? Don't get so wrapped up into, of course, being like, okay, I need to obtain this, you know what I'm saying? Worldly things, for an example, not necessarily, but being able to maximize our life, because it's going to be a point where you can't use the wisdom that you are blessed with. You can't use the knowledge that you gain. You get what I'm saying? So let's utilize it while we are here on earth and build that wealth. You know what I'm saying? So that when we do pass, things are passed along. So that when it is time for us to go, things are still being taken care of, even with us not being here. You get what I'm saying? But it also brings me to not getting so wrapped up in things to where we don't realize that one day all of this is going to be gone. You know what I'm saying? Kind of having a balance between the two, not oversaturating yourself and, you know what, everything's going to be gone one day, so let me just live my life however I want to, but also not going in the direction of, you know what I'm saying, I gotta get it, I gotta work, I gotta move, I gotta, you know what I'm saying, having a balance between the two. You work hard, but you're also content and grateful with what God has blessed you with. You get what I'm saying? And with that being said, also, while we're working, while we're aiming, while we have these goals, not spreading ourselves so thin, you get what I'm saying? Be able to, not spreading ourselves so thin, be able to, how the word tells us, Lord, give me my daily bread, be able to soak in today and maximize your days. You get what I'm saying? Like, we're all aiming to get to a goal. We're all aiming to get to what God has. Well, can't say we are, but we should be all aiming to get to what God has. We should all be aiming to get to that, to a good future, to a place of contentment, I'll say. Because everybody's way of success or contentment is so different. But we all are aiming to, well, should aim to be in a place of contentment, of not settling. Don't ever settle. But in a place of, you know what, I have joy wherever I'm at, whatever that looks like for you. You know what I mean? I have peace. I have joy in this place that I am, that I'm in. Because like I said, that looks different for everybody. But don't spread yourself thin while trying to get there. You get what I'm saying? Like, be able to still soak in moments of, you know what, I'm so grateful for this day. I'm so grateful for what God has blessed me with. I don't need to have $1,000 today. I don't need to have $1,000 today. I don't need to have $10,000, $20,000. I don't need to have $100,000, a million today. I feel good right now in my day, and I'm doing what I need to do in order to get to where I want to be. You know what I'm saying? Not just in a place of, I got to get it, 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 and now you're in overdrive and you haven't enjoyed anything that you're blessed with right now. So that's what I mean by not spreading yourself so thin. You know what I'm saying? Maximize where God has you right now and be able to be like, you know what? Try to aim to be able to have that joy and that peace, and that comes with gratitude. Of course, we have to work hard for what we want. We have to get to our goal. We have to get to the destination. We all have a place that we want to get to, but at the same time, we can't have destination addiction to where we just see the destination, I got to get there, 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 to where we are not content. And Paul, what scriptures that where Paul is talking about, I've learned to be content wherever I'm at. Let me see. Scripture about Paul saying, I learned to be content. Let's see. Okay, Philippians chapter 4. Yeah, he was talking to the church. Let me see. Philippians chapter 4. I didn't even say good morning. Good morning, y'all. Good morning. Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. Let's see. This is what Google is telling us. I'm not saying this because I need anything. I have learned to be content no matter what happens to me. I know what it's like to have what I need. I also know what it's like to have. I know what it's like to not have what I need. I also know what it's like to have more than I need. I have learned the secret of being content no matter what happens. I'm content whether I am well fed or hungry. I'm content whether I have more than enough or not enough. I can do all this by the power of Christ. He gives me strength. So that is what's important, is no matter where I find myself, that's why I said it looks different for everybody. Somebody can have it all. Yes, it's a good scripture. Somebody can have it all. Somebody can have nothing. It's important for us to stay content with wherever God has us. You get what I'm saying? And not having destination addiction, because what if that's not it? You're addicted. What if you're addicted to a place that God doesn't even have for you, that you're never going to see, because God has better. God has different. God has something else in store. Stop being so antsy to get to this place that you have put in your brain. You get what I'm saying? Like, and I'm not saying that you can't have goals, you can't have a vision, you can't have aspirations. Of course we're supposed to, but don't be so addicted to having that you can't soak in the moment and even have gratitude and be grateful for where God has you at the moment. You get what I'm saying? That's what I mean by the addiction part, is that I got to get there. I got to get there. I got to get there. I'm not even happy if I'm not there. I can't even think if I'm not there. I can't breathe. Don't talk to me. No, I can't go out. No, I can't go for a walk at the park. No, I can't do this because I'm not where I want to be. Enjoy where you're at and have contentment. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying you got to have a balance. That's the key. It's having a balance, because you can't be so content that you are deciding to be lazy and not use and utilize what God has blessed you with. But at the same time, you're not overworking to where you can't even enjoy what God has blessed you with. You know what I mean? It was another scripture I wanted to read this morning. My notes: don't rob yourself of a great future. Be consistent. Don't settle. Don't spread yourself thin. And don't have destination addiction. But I wanted to read, I believe it was Ecclesiastes chapter 11. And we're going to wrap up. It's real simple this morning. Real simple this morning. You know what I'm saying? God has blessed us with a lot. And, okay, yeah, do many things to succeed. I want to talk about this, too. I've read this probably twice already. I probably taught on this two times, but I love the scripture, and it goes good with what we're talking about, so I'm like, I just want to read it. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. I don't know how many verses. I think it's six, yeah. Sell your grain in the market overseas. After a while, you might earn something from it. It's like, you know what I'm saying? If you have a tool, if you have something, if you have a resource, sell it. You know what I'm saying? Do the work. Utilize what you have. You know what I'm saying? While, after a while, you might earn something from it. You know what I'm saying? You might. With that being said, y'all, buy our card game. Buy our card game. It's on sale right now at fortifunctions.com. You know what I'm saying? It's a good game. But anywho, sell your grain in the market overseas. After a while, you might earn something from it. Verse 2, try to succeed by doing many things. After all, you don't know what great trouble might come on the land. Clouds that are full of water pour rain down on earth. A tree might fall to the south or to the north. It will stay in the place where it falls. Anyone who keeps on watching the wind won't plant seeds. Anyone who keeps looking at the crops at the clouds won't gather crops. I want to pause real quick. This is what I'm talking about. Of not, why are we waiting for something to happen for us to move? You know what I'm saying? Like, stop sitting there waiting. If you continue to watch the clouds, if you continue to look at the, you're never going to plant, you're never going to utilize what God has blessed you with. You have talents that you're sitting on. You have gifts that you're sitting on. Let's maximize our lives. Let's walk into abundance. Let's walk into that life. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, the first scripture about if you're being lazy, you're going to have a life of poverty. You know what I'm saying? Like we have to put in works in order to obtain wealth. We have to put in work in order to actually get somewhere. Yes, we want to pray. We want to say, Lord, 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 then I already blessed you with everything you needed to make that business work. He blessed you with a manufacturer. He blessed you with that person you came across that makes logos. He blessed you with, you know what I'm saying, money in order to buy what you need to get that done. We have resources. I guarantee you, if there's something that you want to do or obtain or a life that you want to live, I guarantee you God has blessed you with something right now to get it done. You just don't see it. You know what I'm saying? That's why when I say, like, Lord, give me my daily bread, what do I need today in order to get through the day, get the day done, and also get closer to what you have for me? You know what I'm saying? And I don't want it always to be so far from us, like we're never going to get there. Let's put in the work for us to get there. I don't want it to sound so far away or so imaginary that we can't have the lives that we want to live. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So let's keep going with the scripture. You don't know the path the wind takes. You don't know how a baby is made in its... Sorry, I got happy. You don't know the path the wind takes. You don't know how a baby is made inside its mother. So you can't understand how God works either. He made everything. You're not going to understand everything in the world, but that's okay. It still has to get done. Like it said about the, you don't understand how a baby is made. A baby is formed. That don't mean you don't have them. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to understand everything, and that's okay. And that is perfectly fine. Still get it done. You feel me? Still make it happen. Trust God through the process. Verse 6, our last verse, in the morning plant your seeds, in the evening keep your hands busy. You don't know what will succeed. It may be one or the other, or both might do equally well. The point is to put in work. We have to, you know what I'm saying, in order to get to where we want to go. But at the same time, like I said, having that balance. So one, my first note was don't rob yourself of a great future. Don't rob that from you. I was just talking to somebody the other day. I don't remember who. I was talking to somebody the other day, but it was, you know how people sometimes be like, well, I've heard this before, is I don't want to get at the end. I don't want to, you know, pass away. And God shows me everything I could have had. Everything I could have had. And it's just like, dang, but you didn't get to it. You didn't touch it. You weren't able to obtain it because you didn't put that work in order to get there. You know what I'm saying? I had all of this for you. This is what the goal was. This is what the dream was. But remember, I gave you that business idea. Maybe I gave you this resource, but you didn't utilize it. You get what I'm saying? So it's important for us to maximize what God has blessed us with. He doesn't, you know what I'm saying, just give us things for no reason. He doesn't just place things into our life for no reason. It may seem like it's no reason to us, but you know what I'm saying? Let's do our best to maximize what God has blessed us with, but at the same time, learning the balance of not having destination addiction to where it's like, I got to get there. I got to do it. I got to. I can't sleep at night if I'm not there. I can't breathe if I'm not where I want to be. I can't even think right now if don't have destination addiction, but know and know and believe. And another key I'm learning is knowing and believing that it's already mine. The same way I'm working hard for this, it wants me too. The same way I see myself here, it's looking right at me, waiting for me to get there. You know what I'm saying? God blessed me with this. It's in my future. The good, what is it? The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. I'm a good man, so my steps is ordered by the Lord, okay? And we got to believe that and have faith in the future. You know what I'm saying? Have faith in that God I'm taking care of. Have faith in, you know what, God gave me a vision and it's going to come to pass. It may tarry, it may get weary, but it won't. You know what I'm saying? It's, everything's going to work out for my good. God is working on my behalf. You feel me? So, yeah. That's what I just wanted to, like, I guess, push us this morning. You know, don't spread our, don't rob yourself of a good future. Be consistent. Stay consistent. That's the only way also we're going to see the results that we want to see is by keeping on. You know what I'm saying? You can't do something one time and expect it to just float. You know what I'm saying? So for some people, if that's the case. But if it's not for you, still stay consistent and stay on it. Don't lose sight of the vision just because it's not happening right now. You know what I'm saying? But the scripture also let us know that if you also have another idea on this, and it's nothing wrong with, you know, tending to that idea as well and this one. You don't know which one will succeed. You know what I'm saying? So maximize, you know, what God has blessed you with. Don't take things for granted that God has blessed you with. You have resources. You have what you need in order to be successful and live in a life of abundance. A land of milk and honey is what God has promised for us. You know what I'm saying? And yes, we have that in heaven, but on earth as well. It tells us in the word, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you being lazy, you will live in poverty. And if you're working hard, you will have wealth. So it's important for us to maximize what God has blessed us with and not settle. You know what I'm saying? Be content, of course, and learn the balance. Balance of, I'm content where I'm at, but I know that God, I'm content where I'm at, but I know that I want a life of blessing and abundance and wealth, something I could pass down to my kids, something I don't have to worry about, something that's stable. I still want stability and to be able to live in abundance and live in the land of milk and honey. I still want to live in a promised land, but I'm also content and I have joy in this day that God has me. I have gratitude in my heart. You know what I'm saying? I'm utilizing my daily bread that God has blessed me with. You feel me? So, yeah, that's our segment for this morning. I love y'all. I pray that we soak in self-love and awareness and make today a great day.